my name is Sheba Dunston. So I currently work with the National Center for Health Statistics, but I'll be talking about the research that I did as a doctoral student at Columbia through Teachers College in the Health Ed program, and specifically looking at empowerment with regard to HIV risk reduction behaviors, specifically the considerations of stages of change, self-efficacy, social support, and role models. So as many of us already know, that African-American women are diagnosed with HIV 16 times the rate for white women, and empowerment may be a means of increasing safer sex behaviors. So there's a need to investigate empowerment for engagement in HIV/AIDS risk reduction behaviors, and not only a need to look at that, but also a need to measure or try to figure out how to measure empowerment with regard to risk reduction behaviors. So the purpose of this study was to explore African-American women's perceptions of empowerment and power in heterosexual relationships, and also engagement in risk reduction behaviors, and also to determine the major predictors of being in a higher stage of change to perform condom-related behaviors. And the Condom Use and Sexual Behavior and Empowerment Scale, which is something that my advisor and I helped to develop, that we use in the study, it provides an empowerment profile for women, specifically measuring stages of change, self-efficacy, social support, and role models for condom-related behaviors. So what exactly is empowerment? So I'll be talking about that a lot, so it's helpful to understand what exactly do I mean when I say empowerment. So the definition of empowerment is the motivation, freedom, and capacity to act purposefully with the mobilization of the energies, resources, strength, and powers of each person through a mutual relational process. Specifically for this study, when I say empowerment, I'm talking about empowerment to perform safe sex behaviors. So this empowerment to perform safe sex behaviors or risk reduction behaviors is rooted in multiple theories, which I'll go into more, specifically stages of change, self-efficacy, social support, and role models, or the social learning theory. Again, so women's perception of power in relationships and empowerment can lead to difficulties negotiating condom use with partners, and there's a need for researchers to understand these kind of relationship dynamics and decision-making dynamics in order to develop gender-specific and culturally competent HIV programs. So the theories that were used, the social cognitive theory, and specifically looking at confidence and performing safe sex behaviors and role models for these behaviors, the trans-theoretical model of change, which I'll get into more with the five stages of change for condom use, social support, examining women's supportive networks for condom use behaviors, and the theory of gender and power, which examines the sexual distribution of power and authority and also gender-specific norms that constitute appropriate sexual or appropriate sexual conduct within heterosexual relationships. And the stage of change, the study explores the women's stage of change with regard to condom-related behaviors. So that's pre-contemplation, contemplation, preparation, action, and maintenance. So the tool that we used was measuring empowerment to perform condom-related behaviors, and specifically what stage of change or what are predictors of women's stage of change to do these specific behaviors. So the Condom Use and Sexual Behavior Empowerment Scale, it's an integrative tool that's rooted in multiple theories and produces empowerment profiles for engagement in four HIV risk reduction behaviors. So according to the literature, there's certain behaviors that if women perform, they're more likely to not be exposed to HIV, and this is specifically regarding condom use. And these are asking a sexual partner to use condoms, negotiating with partners regarding condom use, refusing to have unprotected sex, and having one's own supply of condoms. So for each behavior, the following was measured, again, stages of change, self-efficacy, social support, and role models for each of these behaviors. So what I did, this was a cross-sectional online investigation. It was hosted on the Diva Health website. I was a part of the research group on health disparities at Teachers College at Columbia University. And this site has been used to host over 20, probably 30 now, research studies conducted by the fellows in that group. So I used a convenient sample and a snowball technique using social media, text messages, email, Facebook, Twitter, and flyers to get the word out about the study and to invite women to participate in the survey. So I ended up with 195 participants that were used for data analysis. They were all African-American women between 18 and 35. had heterosexual sex within the last 60 days, were not pregnant, and not trying to get pregnant. Obviously, if you're trying to get pregnant, that, you know, there's different behaviors that you are involved in. So the mean age was about 28. 79% were employed. It was highly employed, highly educated, and with a high income. So it's a very unique sample, I guess you can say. About 40% had bachelor's degrees, and over 36% had master's degrees. And the mean income was about $60,000 a year in this sample. So with regard to relationship status, 54% were never married. About 30% lived with a partner, 80% had a main sex partner, and 20% were single. And then this was really interesting in this sample, the sexual concurrency that was going on in the, with the participants. So about 37.9% reported main partner concurrency, meaning that their main partner had other sex partners. 24% reported personal sexual concurrency, meaning that they also had another sex partner outside of their main partner. And 22.6% reported other partner sexual concurrency, meaning that their other partner, besides their main partner, also had other sexual partners. And so that's really significant when you think about the results that I'll show and what are the predictors of these women to perform safe sex behaviors. So participants reported high self-efficacy with condom use, condom use negotiation, also high levels of decision-making for condom use, and high sexual relationship power. With regard to the Condom Use and Sexual Behavior Empowerment Scale, the overall global score of empowerment to perform condom-related behaviors, they also reported high levels of that, as well as a high level of stage of change, whether preparation, action, or maintenance to perform these condom-related behaviors, high levels of self-efficacy, high amount of social supportive networks, and a high amount of role models as well. So with regard to the empowerment profiles and the four specific behaviors, again, asking a partner to use condoms, negotiating condom use, refusing unprotected sex, and having only one supply of condoms, the mean suggests that the majority were in the preparation stage, but actually looking at the percentage, the majority were actually in the maintenance stage, where that they were already performing these behaviors and have been doing it for over 6 months or over a year already. That just shows the min, mean, and max. So then in order to determine the predictors of participants being in action or maintenance stage for performing condom-related behaviors, I did three different regression models, bivariate, multivariate, and backwards stepwise, and I did all three just to compare the results to see what were the major predictors of performing these behaviors. So for bivariate regression analysis, the empowerment stage of change, or being in a higher stage of change, i.e. action or maintenance, for performing all risk reduction behaviors, was predicted by five variables: living independently, having other sex partners, self-efficacy, social support, and role models. For multivariate regression, similar predictors again: living independently, having other sex partners, self-efficacy. And the last regression model, the backward stepwise, again, the four predictors were living independently, having other sex partners, higher empowerment, self-efficacy, and also role models. So in sum, the four major predictors of being in a higher stage of change for performing condom-related behaviors were, and it kind of makes sense if you think about it, if you're living independently, if you're not living with a partner, so obviously if you're living with your sexual partner, you're probably less likely to use condoms. So those who were not living with their partners were more likely to use condoms when they had sex. Also having other sexual partners. So if you have other sexual partners, or you know your partner has other sexual partners, then you're more likely to use condoms. But then if you don't know if your partner's doing, then, you know, that's when you're not sure if you're using condoms, or other issues come into play. Again, self-efficacy and role models. So if you're confident in doing these behaviors, and if you have role models that have shown you how to do these behaviors, or know, or if you've talked about safe sex, then you're more likely to perform these behaviors. So the implications, so this study shows the potential influence of empowerment in HIV/AIDS prevention among African American women. And also, it describes the factors that health educators and program planners should assess and measure in programs, specifically self-efficacy, social support, role models, and then performing these condom-related behaviors, and also thinking about the indicators, the predictors of being in a higher stage of change for performing these behaviors. Again, these factors may be a means of empowering women to perform safe sex behaviors. Also, it's important that prevention programs should take relationship status into consideration, and I think that's something that may not be focused as much when we're doing program planning or interventions, and you have to tailor your programs to your population. And if relationship status is something that's important to women, and if that predicts the kind of behaviors that they are into, then that's important to include for interventions and for programs. A few recommendations. Further research is needed to test the effectiveness of the tool among larger samples of African-American women, but also diverse women from all socioeconomic status and educational and age groups to further establish the validity and effectiveness of this instrument. So this has been used a few times through the research group and other studies with women and HIV, but obviously it needs to be tested more and used more to see how effective it is in predicting these factors that impact these behaviors. And research is needed to fully evaluate HIV/AIDS prevention program that are grounded in an empowerment model. So, of course, there were some limitations. This was an online investigation. So as a student, I needed a way to get a lot of people into my study really fast, really cheap. So this was something that we used a lot. The Diva Health site and SurveyMonkey, and also the social marketing campaign. And I guess that's why the population was so unique, because if you have access to the internet, if you have access to a computer, you're more likely to be more higher educated or a higher income. So again, and that's another limitation, where the annual income was about $60,000, which is about twice the amount of the average national income among African American women in the U.S. So it kind of limits the generalizability of the results. It was a cross-sectional study, and data were collected by self-report. Also, something that's important that Dr. Godz said right before me, it's hard to really evaluate HIV among women without evaluating HIV among men. So the study did not include the male perspective or how males play a part in these dynamics. So that's a limitation of the study, and studies including the male point of view may paint a broader picture of the effect that condoms behaviors have in relationships. So in conclusion, increasing self-efficacy, social support, and access to role models may be a means of empowering women to make positive sexual decisions. Again, relationship status impacts condom use behaviors. The study also introduced a tool rooted in multiple theories for producing empowerment profiles for engagement in risk reduction behaviors. And the tool had an overall alpha of 0.862, which is pretty good. So it's pretty important to show what these empowerment profiles and what this tool can produce, and it emerged as a valuable tool. And that's it. Thank you so much.